Blog Talk Radio.
Hit me. How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
No.
good morning and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am a pastor, Daniel Douglas, along with none other than our lovely co-host and partner in this thing, none other than Pastor Kashima Douglas. We're here to inspire, encourage you, and strengthen you on this morning. Listen, guys, remember to like and share this broadcast on this morning. Remember, guys, if those of you all who would like prayer on this morning, please make sure that you call in this morning, and that number is 563-999-3628. Again, that number is 563-999-3628. Press 1, and that'll acknowledge us to let us know that you guys want prayer on this morning. And again, guys, like and share the broadcast on this morning. We'd like to welcome you guys to our Man Up Monday. We have with us none other than our special guest this morning, none other than Apostle Jarrell Norwood. He will be on here shortly. He will be here with us shortly. But listen, guys, I'm telling you, smoke up your seatbelts, get yourself prepared for a word from the Lord. But listen, guys, before we go any further, let us do what we do best, and let us go into effectual fervent prayer for the broadcast and for the man of God that's going to be coming on this morning. So lend me your hearts for a moment. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come before you, Father God, in fervent prayer. God, we ask that on this morning, God, that you take the reins of this broadcast. Father, we don't want to operate within ourselves, but Father, we want to operate in you. Father, we understand and know, God, it is no goodness of our own, but God, it is your hand of mercy and your hand of grace, Father God, that is over our life on today. We ask that you would guide this broadcast on this morning. God, let us speak only what you would want us to speak. God, let us walk in the place that only you would have us to walk. God, we ask that you would get glory out of this. God, we don't want to take the glory from you. Father, we just ask that you would just be completely and totally in control of what happens on the broadcast today. God, we surrender our all to you. God, we pour ourselves out, as always, onto this altar as a drink offering. And we pray today, God, that you would speak life and speak life more abundantly to those that are under the sound of our voices on this morning. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you guys. God bless you guys. Thank you guys so very much for tuning in and partnering in with us on this morning. Guys, remember, again, that number is 563-999-3628. Is the number to call in. Let us share this morning our scripture for this morning. Our scripture for this morning. You'll find us this morning in 1 Peter 3, verses 9, 10, and 11. 9, 10. Well, let's do just 9 and 10. Let's do just 9 and 10. And verses 9 and 10 says, "Do not repay evil with evil. No insult with insult, but with blessings, because to this you were called, so that you may inherit a blessing." Verse 10 says, "For whatsoever you would love," I'm sorry, y'all, my glasses are tripping. "For whatsoever you would love life and see good days, must keep his tongue from evil and his lips from despiteful speech. Amen. Amen. That's verses 9 and 10 of 1 Peter 3. Now, we would also like to make sure that we acknowledge those countries that are listening in on this morning. I'm telling you guys, we appreciate you so much. All of you guys that's across the country that is listening in, we thank you for taking out the time of your day, whether you guys are listening to us, whether you guys are listening to us at your job, or maybe you guys are listening to us as you travel to work, or maybe you even listening to us in your homes, you guys that are being homeschooled or you guys that are working from home. We appreciate you taking out that time of your day to listen in to the broadcast on this morning. So we want to make sure that we acknowledge those countries. And we want to tell about all of our missionaries and all of our pastors that's overseas that are working the work. You're keeping your hand to the plow. We want to tell you, continue the good fight of faith. Know that you have a company of brothers and sisters that's over here on the other side of the world that are praying for you. All of our great Worldwide Gospel Connection listeners, we are praying for you as you pray for us. And know that your work and your job that you do over there it means a lot. It is a hard job. We realize that because the taskmasters in that region just do not make it easy for you. They don't make it easy for you. But we realize and understand what the Bible says. When two or three are gathered together in prayer, one will put 1,000 to flight, two will put 10,000 to flight. So listen, God is right there with you. We know that the work is hard. We know that transforming their lives and having them confess Jesus Christ and presenting Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior is a difficult place. But we also realize that the work that you do is so important. So we thank you for continually keeping your hand on the plow, continually working the work of him that sent you while it is day. For when night cometh, no man can work. So we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We glorify God in you, and we glorify the work that you're doing for God. So let us acknowledge those countries. We have the United States. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Guyana. We have Kenya. We have Zimbabwe. We have South Africa. We have Jamaica. We have Germany. We have Saudi Arabia. We have China. We have Hong Kong. We have Bulgaria. We have Russia. And we have Mexico. Thank you guys so very much. And remember, guys, continue to share that broadcast in that country to let the people know that we are here. We're praying for you. We're interceding for you guys. Those of you all who are going through in your country right now, we realize that is a lot of unrest in certain parts of the world. So we're interceding for you. We're praying for you. We're asking that God's hand of mercy and grace is continually not just on and over your life, but his hand is continually in your life. Amen? So we ask that you would just continue to do the work. Don't get weary in well doing, and know that God is able to do just what he said he's going to do. He's a keeper for those whose mind is stayed on him, whose mind is stayed on him. So continue, please continue to allow God to work the work and continue to stay in your position, stay in your place, and let God be God. Amen? Amen. Listen, guys, we're going to take a really quick musical break, and we'll be right back. Remember, you guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Everybody, how God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words.
Love is patient, caring. Love is kind.
Love is felt most.
Love is felt most
when it's genuine.
You are.
I had my share of love abuse, manipulated, and its strength
misused.
And I can't help but to give God
glory
when I think about my story. Oh yeah, y'all, I got a story to tell. And I know you favored me, because my enemies, they did try, but they couldn't triumph over me. Yes, they did try, but it didn't work. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny. Because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love.
Love
is patient.
Is patient, caring. Love
is kind.
Is kind.
Love is felt most
when
it's genuine.
You are.
I had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated it and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help but to give God glory today when I think about all I've been through, that I still came out on the winning side. I don't know
know about you, but I know that he favored me. Because my enemy, they did try. Sing it, y'all. But they couldn't triumph over me. Because great is he that is in me than he that's in the world. That's what they did. That's what they did. They told a whole lot of lies. But God favored me. My character,
my
integrity,
my faith in God, he favors me.
But it would not
fall,
would not bend,
will not bend,
won't compromise. God
favors me.
I spoke life
and prosperity.
I even spoke health. He favors me.
They
whispered about me. They conspired against me. They told a whole lot of lies on me. But God favored me.
My character,
my
integrity, my faith in God.
My faith in God. He favored me.
Will not fall.
It will not fall.
Will not bend.
Not gonna bend.
Won't compromise.
Won't compromise.
God favors me. I speak life.
I speak prosperity.
And I speak
health.
tired of the storm and rain, heartache and pain. Still I'm declaring I made it through. See, I didn't lose. Experience loss at a major cost, but I never lost faith in you. So if you see me cry, it's just a sign that I'm still alive. Oh yeah, I got some scars, but I'm still alive. In spite of my life, he still has a plan for me, and it's working for my good, and it's building my testimony.
I know that I changed, I made it through.
In spite of the storm and rain,
in spite of the storm and rain,
heartache and pain,
I'm still alive,
declaring that I made it through.
Experience loss,
and a major cost,
but I never lost it.
I'm so glad I
made.
Is there anybody in here have that testimony? So glad I made it. I made it through. I made it through.
So glad I made it. So glad I made it.
I could have lost my mind. I could have lost my mind.
I made it through.
But I made it through.
I made it through.
I wish I had a window. Is there anybody in here that's been through anything?
So glad I made
that you almost threw in the towel. But when you look back over your life, you realize I made it there. It's working for me.
us to live.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes, the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver me. cause all I seem to do is hurt me.
Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it would die, but ain't no back in line one more time, cause he's always listening. Ain't nobody perfect, everybody's hurting. Need to whisper, Lord, save me from my weaknesses, cause they're always on time. Come and get your breakthrough, cause I'm gon' get mine. Only do it, you said you would. Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night.
Welcome back to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am Apostle Donnell Douglas. We're just excited about what the Lord has to say on this morning on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We are in our Man Up Monday broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, we're just blessed to be here. God has favored us, and we thank God for him favoring us. We thank God for his hand of mercy and his hand of grace that is continually on our life. Amen. This morning, ladies and gentlemen, I want to share with you. I read this earlier, and the Lord actually had me to come back around to this, and I want to share this with you. For those of you all who have been listening along with us for a while now, you know that a lot of times God will give me insight into a scripture that a lot of times people don't see it. But I want to share something with you on this morning that as we go into our next shift. Now, we just came out of Resurrection Sunday. Prophet Walker was on, and he pointed out something to me, pointed out something in his message to us, and he said that the week that we were in miracle week. He said we were in miracle week. This was miracle week that we was in, and I actually took that and I ran with that. I don't know if you ever had a word that come across. It may not have been for you, but it was for you. Can I help you? Can I help somebody this morning? It may not have been for you, but it was for you, okay? So this morning, 1 Peter 3 and 10 is kind of linked in with what the Lord was speaking to me in this last shift, if you would, let us look at the scripture. It's 1 Peter 3:10, and it says, "For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile, that his lips speak no guile. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, in order for us to stay in the vein where God can use us, where we can stay in that vein to where we're continually seeing the hand of God not only just shift and move in our life, not only just seeing God do what he does best and do who he is, we have to move. We have to move expediently according to what he says. Now, the scripture says, first off, he says, for he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain. Let him refrain. In other words, let him hold his peace. Don't speak anything out of your mouth. Come on here. Let me help you this morning. That will cut off your blessing. Let me preach to you like I know how. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, our words will get us caught up. Come here and sit down for about 5 minutes and let me run some things down to you. A lot of times the reason why we can't eat the good of the land. Preacher, preach this morning to the people of God. The reason why we can't eat the good of the land, the reason why we cannot see the good of the land, the reason why we cannot walk in to this good thing that God has in store and set up for us is simply because, watch this here, our words that we speak, come on, we're blocking our own blessing by the words that we allow to come out of our mouth. You remember Rush Hour? Do you remember Rush Hour? Rush Hour with Chris Tucker was talking to Jackie Chan. He said, can you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? I got to ask you that question. Do you understand that the words that are coming out of your mouth, these words that you're allowing to come out of your mouth is keeping you from seeing what God comes here and let me help you. They're keeping you from seeing, keeping you from comprehending, keeping you from walking in your blessed place and your best place. We have ultimately, ladies and gentlemen, we have ultimately missed God by us speaking some things that we should not be speaking. Come here and let me bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, and drive you to your destiny. We have to learn that our words have power. You remember that old saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Words can hurt you. Come here. He said, the Bible says it like this, you would have to give account for every idle word. Come here. Can we talk about the idle words this morning? Every idle word that comes, that, watch this here, one translation that says, fall from your lips. Come here. The Bible says life and death is in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. How many of us in the under earshot this morning can really know and understand that watch the text. We have created some fruit from the words that have come out of our mouth. How come here, people of God, and let me help you get to where you need to be. How many of you under the sound of my voice right now, your words have hurt you. Your words, oh Lord, your words have slowed things down. Your words. The Bible says out of the heart, the mouth, come here, the mouth speaking. You got to understand some things about God and who he is. We can't allow everything to come out of our mouth. He says, refrain. The text says, refrain. Oh, if we only learn, ladies and gentlemen, how to refrain from speaking when we don't have to. I'm just going to give you a piece of my mind. Let me tell you something. You need to keep that peace of mind that you got because you're going to need it. What you say, I'm going to say it again for the ones in the back, for the ones that's in the balcony, for the ones that's in the overflow. Listen, you're going to need that peace of mind. You might need to hold your peace. You know how they say they didn't stop this. They didn't stop this in weddings. They didn't stop this in weddings. I don't even hear them say this anymore. They use this term. They say if there's anyone. Oh, Lord, I'm going to get in trouble, but that's okay. I'm always in trouble, so it don't even matter. Hey, if there's anyone that's here that thinks that these two should not be together, speak now or forever hold your peace. See, they don't say that kind of stuff no more because they know it got some crazy folk. They got some thrown off folk. They got some people that's in the room. They got some people in the building. They got some people in the courtyard. They got some people... Good God from Zion, under the gazebo. Well, that will say, wait a minute, hold on. Let me tell you why you shouldn't be wearing this right here. Let me tell you why you shouldn't be marrying this ding 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 right there. You know what I'm saying? You got a whole bunch of people that would just say whatever comes to their mind. And that's the reason why they can't eat the good of the land. Because, watch this, your fruit that you come here, and let me help you, your fruit is always evil. Come here and let me help you. How many of you all under the sound of my voice know some old evil or vindictive mindset people that will just say whatever come to their mind? And they look like, come here, let me help you. Have you ever seen them? They look like they eating the fruit that they've been speaking. You know your fruit will change, your content, your face will always look like you sucking on some sour persimmons, or you done grabbed a lemon and squeezed the lemon in your mouth and your lipstick and that face you be making. That's the reason why you have to be careful what you speak, because you can be planting seeds that you got to come back and you got to partake of. Here in the text, for he that loves life and see good, let him refrain his tongue. Wait a minute. For he that will love life and see good days. Can we deal with that for about 35, 45 seconds? You not only can mess up your future, but you can mess up your present. Oh my God. You can mess up your present. He said, you seeing good, right? In other words, you in good standing because you haven't opened up your mouth and you ain't saying nothing sideways. You haven't said anything out of the way. You haven't said anything that will cause any conflict. You haven't let the words that you wouldn't want to say come out of your mouth. You haven't really spoke anything that's damaging to yourself yet. He says, so what you need to do is, he's telling you before you make the mistake. How many of y'all under the sound of my voice, you got a warning before you did it, but you went on and did it anyway? You was warned not to step in places. You will come here and allow me to speak life, not only just to you, let me speak life through you. You have been warned not to speak anything that was out of the way or out of place, people of God. But yet, I'm trying to figure out the right way to say it because I don't want this to come off wrong. I want this to come off harmful. I don't want this to come off all jacked up. But watch this here. You were warned. But you made the decision. You made the decision to say what you said. Now watch this. I told y'all, I fell in love with the Good News Translation. The Good News Translation. And the Good News Translation says something that blessed my soul. The Good News Translation says something that blessed my soul. It says, as the scripture says, if you want to enjoy life and wish to see good things, you must keep from speaking evil and stop telling lies. Don't let that just marinate on your on a spinal cord of your soul. Because if it marinate on the spinal cord of your soul, it's gonna make you sit down. You're gonna have to take a deep breath to find out what he really talking about. He says, for the scripture says. Now, this translation gives me the ability to be at liberty to speak some things in that part right there. It says, for the scripture says. Now, the scripture says like this. Watch the scripture. James 1:26 says, if any man among you seem to be religious and beareth not his tongue, he deceive his own heart. This man religion is vain. Watch this. James 1 says, My brother, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive greater condemnation. We have to understand that these words that we let come out of our mouth has consequences with them. We have to be mindful that when we speak, oh my God, when we speak, we cannot speak as if we are, especially the body of Christ. We cannot speak words as if we are just free willing it. We just doing it all on our own. We're the master of our own faith. We just gonna say what we got to say. Now, watch this here. Let me show you how dangerous this is. The Bible says it like this. He said that he will turn you over to a reprobated mind. Come here. He said, I will turn you over to a reprobated mind. Now, that word reprobated mind simply means this. There is no condemnation unto them who are in Christ Jesus. There's no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. We have to know that all things are working together for our good. There is no condemnation to those who know how to walk after who God is. We have to walk in our complete and total understanding that God's grace and his mercies are attached to our life, but we have to be mindful to allow him to operate and move and breathe according to who he is in our life. You know? And we'll miss what God is saying through us simply because we're operating in a place that we should not be operating in. So this is one of the greatest things that we have to understand when it comes to us walking after Christ. This is one of the greatest opportunities for us to walk after Christ. We have to learn that God is more than what we can expect or see. And we're just in the midst of him being God. excuse me, we're in the midst of God being God, and you know it has so many outlets to it. It has so many outlets to it. It got so many hands to it that we have to be very careful in what we do and what we say, especially when it comes to His hand moving and orchestrating in your life. I guess the only word I can describe it is we can't speak out of turn. Because when we speak out of turn, what we end up doing is we end up doing this. We speak out of turn, and when we speak out of turn, we cause the thing that God had working, that He was working on behind the scenes, we cause that thing to come and be amiss to us. We miss our turn. We miss our opportunity. We miss our chance. We miss what God is speaking in to us and in us, into us, and for us. We allow the condition to speak instead of allowing God, come here, let me help you, instead of allowing God to speak. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. But my question to you people of God is this. Have you spoke some things that you shouldn't have spoke? Have you opened up your mouth in a way that you miss what God is saying? First Peter 1:22 says this, wherefore lay aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisy and envy and all evil speaking. Sometimes, people of God, we have to gird up our thinking, gird up our mindset, gird up our ways, and allow the Spirit of the Lord to live, move, and breathe in our life. So on this morning, people of God, this is what I want you to understand. I want you to understand that not only is He able, but He is well able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we can ask or think. So just let God be God, and the devil be a liar. And He will show up in your life. Not only will He show up, but He'll show out. But you got to let God be God in your life. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. But we got to let Him be God and let Him be God for real. Amen? Amen. Let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank You for this opportunity and this time to come before You, God. We thank You that this word that we have spoken life to those that were under the sound of our voice. Our prayer this morning, God, is that You would have shifted them in a way that they will guard their tongue and speak life more abundantly. God, that all things will work for their good. God, and that the hand of mercy and grace will be on their life. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Somebody lift your voice and just worship. Just lift your voice and worship. Come on, lift your voice. Lift your voice and worship. Oh, the Spirit of God is moving on those who worship. Somebody just wave those hands. We just honor your presence today. We just honor your presence tonight, Holy Spirit. That's all we really want, Lord, is just to be where you are. Just to be in your presence. We honor you. Praise is what I do. And I wanna be close to you. I lift my hands in praise. Somebody lift those hands. Praise is who I am. I will praise him while I can. All times, and I vow to praise you through the good and the bad. I praise you whether happy or my testimony in all that I go through. Somebody said why. I said because praise is what I do. Cause I
Good morning and welcome. Welcome back. We are here, or you're listening in to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. This is our Man Up Monday broadcast. None other than Apostle Norwood is with us on this morning. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I cannot hold the man of God any longer. So I presented some and introduced to others none other than the Apostle Gerald Norwood. Man of God, are you there?
Yes, sir.
God bless you, man of God. God bless you. Listen, man, go ahead and tell the people a little bit about yourself.
Hey, you guys, I am Gerald Norwood. I am from Chicago. I am married for 30 years this year. Wow, that blows my mind. We have four great children ranging from 27 to 19. And from the city of Chicago, actually one of the founding members of the song you were listening to, Shekinah Glory Ministries. And I'm just excited to be here with my brother this morning, and I pray that God will do something miraculous while we're here. It's not because of us. It's because of him. So we're thankful to be here today, and let's go for it.
Amen, amen, amen. We have just came out of Resurrection Sunday. We just came out of Resurrection Sunday. We had one of our I had a dear brother on last Monday, and he pointed out to me, Apostle, that that was Miracle Week. That was Miracle Week. And man, it blessed me. It blessed me so that when I heard him speak that and say it was Miracle Week, as a matter of fact, I shared a little bit of that with the people. And one of the things that that the Lord had me to share is 1 Peter 3, verses 10, I'm sorry, verses 9, 10, and 11, where it talked about us refraining from speaking and blocking our blessing.
My God.
One of the things that I think as the people of God, we have to be more mindful of what we say than the world does.
Yes.
For two reasons. Number one, you're not like the world. At least you're not supposed to be. He say, be ye therefore transformed by the renewing of your mind. You know, he said, the first thing we need to do is that we need to present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reason for service. And then he tells us, be transformed by the renewing of our mind. As we go into this morning, as far as our speech is concerned, share a little bit about how important it is for us to be mindful of what we say as Christians, as the body of Christ, as a believer. Can you share a little bit of that with us?
Yeah, I sure will. Well, it's so important that our lives line up with what we say. What we say has tremendous healing power, and it also has tremendous creative power. That's why it's so important. I'm on social media quite a bit, and I see, well, let me say this. First of all, God is not sinners. Sinners are supposed to sin. A fish swims, a dog barks, a sinner sins. That's what they do. That's their nature. But we have a new nature, and with this new nature, our talk and our language should line up to what, first of all, what the Word of God says, and it also should be a language of the kingdom. In the kingdom, I know this might not sit too well with some people, but they'll be all right. There's no cursing in the kingdom. So if we are a kingdom citizen, one of the first things God does after he saves us, he changes our language. It goes from negative to positive. It goes from speaking falsehoods and and all that craziness to speaking the truth, what's in God's word. Told you before when we had a conversation before that the enemy had attacked my body with cancer. For the past 7 years, I've been going through chemo, radiation, even had a stem cell transplant. But my testimony and my words has remained the same. First of all, that Jesus is the Christ. But he was wounded for my transgressions, and he was bruised for my iniquities. And the chastisement of my peace was upon him, and with his stripes I am healed. Now, I don't have to wait for it. I don't have to wait for nobody to lay hands on me. I am healed now. And today, with cancer, when I got diagnosed the second time, it had ravaged my body. Actually, it had consumed over 90% of my body. But today, on this Monday, I can testify that I am cancer-free. But I held that testimony, and the words continue to flow out of my mouth. Not cancer, but healed. I'm healed. I'm healed. And today I can stand here and say, I'm healed, man.
Amen. Amen. You know, and I tell people one of the most important things is we have to learn how to apply the word and speak the word. If we don't know the word, when the enemy comes against them and attack us, watch what happened, Doc. You will never be able to fight him off because you don't have anything inside of you to fight him off with. I love the passage of scripture that says this. He said, "Life and death is in the power of the tongue."
Yes.
And he said, "They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." I shared that this morning with the people of God. But I really didn't get a chance to kind of go into it and dive wholly into the role, into that role of that word. But guess what? If we are not careful, if we're not mindful, if we don't have the right mindset when it comes to operating in this, and we speak the death over ourselves, if we speak negativity, like you said, if we speak that we're not going to make it, watch the tip. We even have to be careful what we speak over our children.
Come on.
That's going to make a whole lot of people mad, but it's going to be okay. Like you just said, they'll be all
right. They'll be all
Listen,
right.
We can't tell them, you acting like your daddy. Your daddy ain't a nothing, you ain't going to be nothing. them are seeds, Doc. Them are seeds.
Yes.
And then you try to figure out why he running with the wrong people. You try to figure out why he's sitting in the room smoking weed and playing a game at 35 years old. He's still living at your house.
And
you ain't got no control over. She doing everything. Yeah. Go ahead, Doc.
And we have to be careful of what we allow other people to speak over us. I was in the hospital room. Basically, all life had come out of my body. And there was a psychiatrist that they had sent in to speak to me. She came in my room and told me, face to face, and told me, you're going to die. I looked her in the eye. I said, you and the devil are alive. Please. Do not come back in my room. You are a witch sent from hell. I will not allow you death over my life. When God told me, I shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. So I called the hospital doctors and the administration, and I told them, that one right there, she can't come back in my room no more, because I had to be careful of people speaking even negative. So it was bad enough that the enemy was already trying to talk to my mind and tell me, yeah, you're going to die. Why don't you just die so your family can get the insurance and all that crazy stuff. But we have to be careful of people. even some of us apostles and prophets, you know, you don't have to accept every word that comes out of somebody's mouth.
Talk
so we
about
have
it,
to
preacher.
Be careful of what people say over us, to us, and even through us. It is
yeah.
vital that we maintain
yeah.
a Christ-like mind. Let this mind be in you, which was also
mm-hmm.
in Christ Jesus. Jesus
yeah.
didn't talk
yeah.
about foolishness. We have to be so careful, especially in this age of social media, where
mm-hmm.
we have
mm-hmm.
literally a platform to millions of people whom we've never, we got to be careful of the image that we show. We know that we all have issues that, you know, that's been said, it's been manifested. We know we got issues, but we got to be careful, especially if we say we are a believer. We got to be
right.
so careful of
right.
the image
right.
that we're portraying, not just to the saints, but to the world, because we might become a stumbling block for somebody
mm.
to see the Lord. And I don't want to stand before God and say, and he tell me, hey, Gerald, you were the one that prevented somebody to receiving my son. I couldn't bear it. I couldn't bear it. So it's not that I try so hard to live a holy life, which I do. But first of all, we can't live holy without the Holy Ghost. It's impossible.
Yeah.
You wait your time. Without Holy Spirit, we cannot do some of the things that we do. It's the Holy Spirit or the anointing empowering us to sing,
mm-hmm.
to preach, to
mm-hmm.
prophesy, to
mm-hmm.
love,
mm-hmm.
to discern,
mm-hmm.
to do anything. It's the Holy Spirit. Right. We need him so bad
right.
in this hour. Oh,
right.
my God. We need him
right.
so bad. And it's no more faking it. It's no mm-hmm. more, and the Holy Spirit is so much more than just speaking in tongues and
mm-hmm.
looking spooky. The Holy Spirit gives us the power.
I like that.
Yeah, you know how we do. We know all the church lingo, you know, praise the Lord. But
right.
the Holy Spirit will keep you from cussing somebody out when they probably deserve it.
Right.
The Holy Spirit will keep you from going upside somebody's head
yeah.
when they
yeah.
probably deserve it.
Yeah.
It's the Holy Spirit in us.
Right.
You know,
right.
And we need them so bad. And the sad thing is many ministries, God, Lord have mercy, we don't even discuss the power of the Holy Ghost no more. We talk about tithes and offerings and favor
mm-hmm.
and blessings, but we don't talk about, okay, once you get the tithes, the offerings, and the blessings and the faith, how are you going to maintain it without the Holy Ghost? You can't even
right.
live saved without the Holy Ghost.
Come on.
You know, and he's so wonderful. And the great thing is about the Holy Spirit, he is so mindful of always giving Jesus the credit. Matter of fact, Jesus
yeah.
said, when he comes talking about the Holy Spirit, he won't brag on himself. He'll only talk about me. That's how I can tell, you know, folk running around talking about how anointed they are. Okay, are
right.
you talking about
right.
Jesus? If you ain't talking about
right.
Jesus, you're not anointed. And you're
especially
not sent by the Holy Spirit. So we need them so bad to maintain and to
mm-hmm.
teach us this Christian lifestyle, to teach
right.
us the word. I don't care how much we read. If we don't have the Holy Spirit empowering us to understand
right.
what the word
right.
is actually telling us,
right.
then we're just reading some words like we're in a math class. We need the Holy Ghost, man. We need the
yeah.
Holy Spirit. It's the one
yeah.
that gives us the power. You have,
right.
when the Holy Ghost shall come upon you,
he
shall receive
right
power.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you
mm-hmm.
receive power.
Right.
Without him, you ain't got no power. Stop faking.
Right. Right. Talking about fake it till you make it. Yeah, yeah. You know, Daniel 3 is one of my favorite passages in Scripture. I have so many, but Daniel 3 is one of my favorite passages in Scripture. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, we did something a little bit different for Resurrection Sunday. We did something a little bit different for Resurrection Sunday. We didn't talk about the resurrection of Christ. We talked about the resurrection of life. And what we did was the title of the message that God gave me, you know, and I tell people, I say, you know, we put titles on messages, but we really shouldn't because you take title by
right.
His word. But just to give you some clarity and thought so you understand where I'm coming from, we put titles on. And so the title of the message, and it said, the title of the message God gave me was, every message is a Resurrection Sunday message.
My God.
Every message is a Resurrection Sunday message. And I talked about how Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was taken before the king after they did not want to bow, or because they refused to bow, should I say, to the graven image that the king had created. And I say, yes. Let me show you what this is. This is a resurrection of a relationship with his people.
Uh-huh.
He had to show that these three men can resurrect your relationship with me by simply you just standing on my promises, my word.
My
I'm going to keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on me. What really blessed me, and every time I read it, it just does something to me. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was being taken into the fire. And I had to put a pin right there. I say some of y'all lose y'all relationship because the fire gets too hot. Not only did the fire get cranked up 7 times hotter, and I told him, I said, I'm going to deal with that in a minute. Give me about 2 minutes. Let me deal with this right quick. I said, not only was the fire cranked up 7 times hotter, but it killed everybody around them but Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I say God had already completed the thing because watch this here. He said 7 times. The king, whether the king know it or not, the king spoke something into existence before it even happened. The king spoke the word, say, crank it up 7 times hotter. The number 7 is the number of completion.
Come on now.
So he spoke a complete thing before it even happened. So
Jesus
when they got
Christ
to the fire. When they got to the fire, it killed everybody except them because the mission was already completed. They just had to go ahead on and walk into the assignment.
Lord, watch this.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego still winded up in the fire, but all the people that was around them was dead. I told them, I said, not only did Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego go into the fire, they closed the door. Sometimes you just got to walk into that thing and let people see and understand. Watch this. That I'm speaking, that stuff that I'm talking about is real. Because the conversation that they had with King Nebuchadnezzar before they went in the fire, they said, King, we're not careful in what we say to you and how we answer you. He said, if God don't deliver us, don't mean he can't. The resurrection of your relationship, regardless of what your stuff going on, whatever you got going on. You have to understand your words mean something to God.
Yes.
As kids used to say this, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Words will hurt you.
Words will hurt you.
Because watch this. If you don't choose your words, how many relationships have we as individuals? Let's just talk about individual relationships that we have spoke and we have damaged with the words that have came out of our mouth, speaking out of hurt, speaking out of pain, instead of pulling back and saying, I'm a living witness. I'm a living witness. I'm gonna go ahead on and tell the world that I'm a living witness. That I have spoke some things out of turn, and I have spoke some things out of anger, and I have spoke some things out of my flesh. and how to pull some stuff up. And I know I ain't the only one that got that testimony. Now, preacher, watch this here. My tongue, I love that scripture. He says that we can put a bit in the mouth of a beast. He said we can tame the fish of the sea, fowls of the air. He said, but this unruly fire that we have in our mouth, we cannot tame.
You cannot.
Jesus.
And man of God, what if I would have allowed that psychiatrist to continue speaking death over my life? What if even me myself, I would allow to speak to myself or let the enemy speak in my ear? Because, man, let me tell you something. When I was dealing, I was in that hospital for 3 months. And then COVID, which was even bad. So now I'm isolated from my family. Nobody can come and see. The spirit of loneliness was coming upon me. I did not want to pray. I did not even want to hear from God.
Wow.
Because, God, you told me that I was healed. But why do I have to go through all this sickness? Why am I throwing up healed? Why am I going through blood transfusions? Why am I going through? And this is all I heard. My grace is sufficient.
Yeah.
And I'm like, God, that's all you got to say? I'm sick in my body. I want to give up in my foot.
Wow.
And God, that's all you got. That's all you got to tell me. I mean, you're talking all the time, but you're gonna tell me why I could not even walk. I could not eat. I went from 205 pounds down to 140 pounds. And all you got to say to me, God, is my grace is sufficient.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me, God? So this is what I need you to do, God. Don't say nothing else to me right now because I know your grace is sufficient. But right now,
I'm good. I'm not ungrateful. Just stop talking right now.
I don't want to hear that. But
right.
Deep down in my spirit, man, or like I say in my shundo, I had to rely on that. That God was going to use this sickness. God was going to use not to show me off, but to show forth his glory. Jesus went and his friend had died. And he said, this is for the benefit of them that don't believe.
We
got a lot of people in our, we got a lot of people in our churches and our ministries and our families that don't believe. Yeah, they believe that Jesus is the Christ. Yeah, they believe that he's God. But they don't believe that God would do it for them.
Yeah.
Because they had never really seen a miracle. We read about miracles. We believe miracles. But when is the last time you seen somebody being raised from the dead? And I'm not talking about just spiritually. When is the last time have you seen actual cancer healed? When they told you, the doctor's telling me, man, you're going to die. You are going to die. But that ain't what God told me. Whose report I believe? Should I believe God that's been taking care of my family? Check this out. For the past 2 years with no job. And I'm the major breadwinner of my house. I paid all the bills. I paid the mortgage. I paid the gas bill. I paid the light bill. And I had no money coming in. But God had to prove himself to be my Jireh, or the one who provides. Yeah, I read that before. And, you know, we sing that song, he will provide and Jehovah Jireh. But God, just like Abraham when he took his son up to the mountain and he said, we're going up to worship, but we'll be back.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You tripping, Abraham. How are you going up to worship and will me and my son be back when you know you're supposed to go up to that mountain and sacrifice your son?
Right.
What you talking about, we'll be back? He had
right.
to believe that God was going to provide a sacrifice even before he got up there.
Right.
I had to believe
right.
that God would heal me, even with the cancer, 90% of my body. I had
mm-hmm.
to believe that. I had to
mm-hmm.
stand on that. And just like
mm-hmm.
you were talking about the Hebrew boys, and even if you don't, you still can.
Right. Right.
Even if
right.
you don't heal me, God, I know that you still can.
Right.
But you said
right.
that I shall live and not die. I ain't going nowhere
right,
right now. I got too much to
yeah.
do, man. Too many people that still need to know who Jesus is. And not in a religious way, not in a church way. They need to know that this God that we serve is real. He's not some figment of our imagination. He's not some Barney, you know, big purple dinosaur. No, he's God Almighty. He's God
yeah.
Almighty. We get that down in our hearts, down in our spirit, that he cannot, will not fail. He won't do it. He won't do it. Mm-mm. I just believe that not only I'm healed, but my children will not be attacked by the same things that I've been attacked with. That my family members won't be attacked with the same thing I've been attacked with. No, God, I believe your word. Not just because I'm saying it, but your word is true regardless. Your word is true. So I'm here as a living testimony with my brother saying that God can and he will heal. And he'll heal you, not just somebody else, not just me. He'll heal you. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead healed me. Thank you, Father.
My,
give
my,
you glory
my,
right now. The
my,
same power
yes,
that
yes,
we
God.
Shouted about yesterday is the same power that can save, that can transform our neighborhoods.
Come on,
we're not talking about the same power, the same Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead can get those people that are doing wrong to do right. Because if you spend so much time trying to do wrong, my God, what if you use that
same energy
to do right?
Come on.
You know, you outsmart the police and all the government and all you do all that to do wrong. What if you use that same power to do good, to do right, to feed the homeless, to go to the prisons, to help the widows? What if you use
right.
that same energy, that same intellect that God gave you to do something right, to help somebody,
right.
man? We not in this thing together. I mean, alone, we need each other.
Yeah.
That's not
exactly.
That's just not some song. I need you to survive. That's not just some song. That has to become a reality. What if God
right.
hadn't sent people in my life to help maintain? Listen, I told you that there was a time where I did not want to pray, but God will send people in your life. Sometimes you don't even, that will be praying for you, that will be interceding for you. I remember years ago when I was out here tripping, I used to come home high and my mother would, she didn't know what I did that night. She'd be in her room, and I'd be trying to sneak past, and she would tell me, listen, son, I was praying for you, and God had me have other people praying for you. Now, I'm high off of everything, you know, bill, marijuana, everything, and I ain't want to hear that. But God had people praying for me, even when I didn't know how to pray, didn't want to hear from God. God will send people in our lives. That's why it's so important to have a strong support system when you're going through. It's so important. It's vital, because sometimes we have to carry each other's burdens. We have to help each other. This thing ain't just about us. It's about the glory of God being fulfilled in our lives. You still here?
Yeah, Doc, I'm still here. I had put myself on mute.
Right.
I put myself on mute. Yeah, but yeah.
That's okay.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. We're not in this by ourselves. We're not in this by ourselves. We have so much work to do. As a body, we have so much work.
Yes.
And I believe honestly that's the reason why God has stayed his hand for as long as he's done it. Because there's so much work to be done. So many souls that still need to be compelled to Christ. We have forgotten the original assignment. We have forgotten the original assignment, preacher. He said he did it in a parable, but the parable, we didn't get it. We still haven't got it. He talked about the great feast, and he told him, he said, he invited all the people, the man of God invited all the people that he thought was going to be the folk that he needed to, that needed to come.
Wow.
And when he went and presented, when the servants went, everybody had an excuse. But it's not until he went into the highways and hedges and compelled them to come. Now, you're going to, and basically what he's saying, you're going to have people that's going to want to come, and then you're going to have some people that don't want to come. He said, I'm cool with the ones that don't want to come.
Yes.
He said, but I need you to stay in the assignment. Your assignment is to go in the highways and hedges and compel these people to come. That's your job.
Come.
I'm a big Marvel fan. I'm a big Marvel fan. And on Thor Ragnarok, they have Loki. It's Loki that took over Asgard, and then he gives the charge to this man to keep the Bifrost covered, and so Thor comes through the Bifrost. And when he gets over there to him, Thor is already there. And Loki looks at him. He said, you have the one job. You have the one job. We got the one job, and we can't do the one job that you gave us.
Listen, Jesus
we have let things slip through the cracks. We have let things slip through the cracks. Listen, Apostle, we have 15 minutes left. I'm going to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. That's saying, compel them to come. I want you, if you would, man of God, pray. Pray for those that are under the sound of our voice. Pray for those who are in that place and in that position that needs to come. That needs to come to Christ. That needs to get their relationship with God right. If you would, man, come on in, and just pray what the Lord has on your heart, because I feel your heart is so heavy for the people of God. Your heart is so heavy for those that need to hear and need to be transitioned and need to be touched. So please go ahead and pray.
Yeah. Let me say this: the main reason why Jesus came was to reconcile man back to God. And we have, you said it, we have forsaken that, we have neglected that. And that's the main reason. Yes, when you get God, and when you get his son, you get the benefits. The Bible tells us to bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. But you don't get a benefit package from a company unless you work for the company, unless you are involved in the company. So in order to get the blessings, and everyone wants to be blessed, I can't think of a man or woman or gorilla that don't want to be blessed. But you can't get the blessings of God unless you are connected to God through his son. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, before we ask you for anything, we want to bless you. You told us, hallowed be thy name. So we hallow your name. We say holy is your name. We say great is your name. We say awesome is your name. We praise you before we ask you for anything. So God, today we come to you on this Monday morning. We know it's not Sunday, God, but you're the God that can save even on a Monday. So Father, there are so many people that are longing for relationship and companionship. And Father, I pray today for those that are lost. I pray for those that don't have the right connections to you, God. You can't come into the Father unless you come through Jesus. So Jesus, we come even to and through you to get to the Father. So God, we thank you for the souls that are yearning and that are longing for you, oh God. Yeah, Father, some people don't know how to get to you. And it's so simple, God. You said if you believe on the Son and what he did at Calvary, they shall be saved. So, Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for men, women around the world, Father, that will cling on to this. Father, I am a sinner in a need of the Savior. I know that you, Jesus Christ, I believe that you died for my sins. You went down. You went to hell. And you snatched the keys from the enemy. But this is the great part. You didn't stay dead, Father, that you rose with power in your hand. And now, right now, you're seated at the seat of the right hand of the Father, making intercessions for me. Even when I can't pray for myself, you're making intercessions for me. I believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. You said, if I believe this, that I shall be saved. So wash me, cleanse me, make me whole. God, I'm so sorry for taking so long at this thing, God. Yeah, I had heard before about Jesus, but for some reason, I just refused to accept that. But God, I know that you love me. I know that you care. I know that you're compassionate even to my needs. So, Father, I pray today that I and the people around the world will receive your son Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I believe that he died on that cross, but I believe that he got up out the grave. I believe that he's your son. Now, I even ask that the Holy Spirit come in and empower me with not just ordinary power, but with dunamis power, oh Father, that I might go about doing the work that you've called me to do. Yeah, there is a calling on my life. It might not be to preach. It might not be to do this or do that, but you have a specific assignment on my life, oh God. So today, God, I pray today for all those, Father, that are longing and yearning for more of you. So, God, today we brag on you. We brag on you on how you're going to heal, how you're going to deliver, and how you're going to set free. We give you all the credit for it. You deserve it. You've earned this credit today, oh God. So we bless and honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Now, for those of you all that were under the sound of the man of God's voice and you heard this and you received this prayer, you received this prayer.
Yeah.
The scripture that he spoke with Romans 10 and 9, for those of you who hold
yeah.
it now, It says, confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, and you are now saved. You are in a safe
place.
You are in a safe place. You are now in a covered place because you received him. You received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Now, watch this here. There are three things you need to do. Number one, get you a real good Bible. Get you a real good Bible. Get yourself a Bible because you're going to need that word. You're going to need the word. The next thing is we're going to need you to get into somebody's church. We know the pandemic is crazy right now. If you're going to go in and worship, make sure you do the things you need to do so you can be safe, okay? The next thing is watch the life of the man and woman of God that is preaching that word. Listen to me very carefully. Don't get under somebody that's doing one thing in the pulpit, but behind closed doors, they're doing something else. Come on.
My
let me
God.
Help you and get your faith for real. We as apostles, we get into trouble a whole lot because we speak those things that we see. We get in trouble a lot. But listen.
Faith for real.
You get into it. Come on. You done been in that place the way you was uncovered all this time. Ain't no need of you getting nowhere now and staying in that same vein, in that same place. Okay? Get you somebody, follow into somebody whose life you can see inside and outside of the pulpit. That's what we want you to do. That's what we want you to do.
Yeah.
Amen. So listen. We don't have much time left. We don't have much time left. But listen, Apostle, please let the people know how they can get in contact with you. You got about 5 minutes. Just let the people know how they can get in contact with you.
You can get in contact with me on Facebook. I'm up under Gerald Norwood, Gerrold. Under Instagram, through the City of David, you can contact me, my wife, my children, for you, because everybody needs a shoulder to lean on, and there's no greater shoulder to lean on than the Lord himself. So we will pray for you. We will laugh with you. We'll talk with you, and not just counsel you, but we'll talk and we'll listen. So if you want to get in contact with me, you can get in contact with me. Also, you can email me at basic.ministry@yahoo.com. That's basic, basic.ministry@yahoo.com. And if you email me, I promise I'll hit you right back. If you come on Facebook, you'll see me clowning. You could also reach me through Shekinah Glory Ministries, you know, the praises of what I do, people. You can get in contact with me through there, and believe me, I just don't tell you, get in contact and I hit you. No, I will call you, I will talk to you, and we'll laugh and we'll talk about Christ and we'll enjoy our Savior. This thing is a joy thing, and I'm glad I got him. So if you want to contact me, you can contact me through those venues. Bless you.
Amen. Apostle, thank you so much for being on the broadcast on this morning, man.
No
here
problem.
Excited about this. We're excited about what God has had us to share, because I really believe this touched some people. This reached out to some people. This actually moved some folk that needed to be moved on this morning. So we bless you. We bless you so much for coming on. Let us pay a couple of bills right quick before we get off of here. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Worldwide Gospel Connection. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you by my Cora Gift to Gift Bath Bombs, which is our Pastor Kashima Douglas, which is my lovely wife. This is her business. You guys can get in contact with her for these Cora Gift to Gift Bath Bombs. I'm telling you, those of you all who have not tried them, I think you need to. I myself am a shower guy, but I tried it for the product launch, and I'm telling you, a fantastic product. You can get in contact with her by going to her email, or you can go to her phone number and text her there. Those contact information is 832-816-7997 for the cell phone number, And her email is CoraGiftedGift34@gmail.com. CoraGiftedGift34@gmail.com. Remember, guys, those of you all who are looking for that Calgon Take Me Away moment, you're looking for that relaxing bath, I'm telling you, this would be the product for you. Thank you guys so very much again. Those of you all who would like to sow into the ministry, please make sure that you go to your Cash App. And that Cash App is WGC2020. Again, WGC2020, to share in your giving opportunities there. We thank you guys again for being a part of the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We love you so very much. We appreciate you. And continue to share the broadcast and continue to be a part of what God is doing in our life. God bless you. Thank you so very much. And Apostle, we thank you, man. We look forward to you being on the broadcast with us again, man. And thank you again for sharing with us, man. I'm telling you, this was a fantastic moment for me.
Bless you, man.
God bless you. We're going to go out with a song. We're going to go out with a song. God bless you guys. Thank you again. Y'all have a fantastic day.
Amen.
Because God's trying to tell you I'm going to do it this week. Run, mama, run. That's it. Prophesy. I got to preach. I ain't got a whole lot of time, but will you push your name and tell him God said he going to do it this week? God said he going to do it this week. Okay, y'all. Come on, get your Bible. Let's turn our attention to the screen. I don't have a whole lot of time. I ain't got a whole lot of time, y'all know. You taking too long. If you was going to shout, you should have shouted by now. Come on. Come on, Tyra Hill. I got to get out of here. I got 18 minutes. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 32. I just got a conviction in my spirit that the longer it takes me to praise, the longer it takes God to do what I asked him to do. But if I praise God quick, I believe God gonna respond. See, some of y'all still waiting on your flesh. You still waiting on your mind to catch up with your spirit. You got to make your... You got to call your mind subject to your spirit. I don't care what it looks like. The man of God said it's gonna happen this week. If God didn't want you to hear it, he'd have let you overslap. You in the room because God wanted you to hear me say, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it this week. Come on. I'm going to do it this week. Still not talking. That's okay. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing then. Just stand up in here and look cute. Don't say nothing. You're going to have to wait another week, but I'm decreeing and declaring what I've been waiting on God to do. It's going to happen. Push your neighbor. Tell him you better say something or get off my road. You better say something. God's going to do it.
He said.
Come on. Hebrews. Y'all so rebellious. Sit down, please. Sit down. Come on, tell your friend to sit down. You didn't wait it this long. You can wait another week. You can wait to June. You didn't wait it this long. Just you ain't in no rush. You ain't. I got some demons I need God to kill this week. I got some devils I need God to deal with. Somebody said before I leave this building, I got some. Y'all all in my time, but I need somebody to scream like by the time you get in your car. Y'all excuse me, but I feel the Holy Ghost. Somebody praise him. I feel that in my spirit. By the time you get in your car, whatever you want to do, Jesus. However you want to fix it, Lord. Yeah.